What up, everybody? Today, we are basically starting our first episode of Coffee with Manoir, the podcast that's about pretty much everything in entertainment under the sun. If you're talking about Manoir, we got that. If you want manga, we got that. If you want anime, we might got that. Gaming, we don't got movies like that because this some bitch over here, he doesn't watch movies. But...
Why'd you put me out there like that?
Nah, shut up. But
right under the bus.
We pretty much got whatever. We're pretty much going to be talking about whatever it is that interests or entertain us. So welcome. We'd like to welcome you all. I will be your host. As you know, my name is Millie Yost. And this motherfucker right here, his name is... Go ahead and give me your name.
I'm Ricky.
Ricky? Oh, you ain't want to go by your other name? All right, he going by Ricky.
Everyone knows me as Ricky in this chat.
Do you read novels, Millios? Yes, I read novels. I have, you know, I'm currently reading through Horus Heresy, the Warhammer 40K stories. But yes, I read novels. But so today we pretty much going to go through a couple of things, you know, some things that have pretty much like been popping up over the... Let's give it like a month time span since this is our first episode. We're pretty much going to be talking about a few things. The first thing for right now. First off, Ricky, how are you? How you feeling?
I'm good. My stomach is on fire, but I'm good.
You got the mud butt?
No, I eat spicy food.
Oh, what? Your stomach can't handle spicy food?
It can, but if that's all you ate.
Oh. Well, all right, so you feeling however you feeling. All right, but yeah. we're pretty much going to, you know, he doesn't really read talk, he watches talk. And in him watching talk, he kind of got put off of it for a little bit, you know, because all the spoilers. He stopped giving a fuck. These are things that we talked about, like, in the background and everything. So, he kind of doesn't care. So, I'm a go more so into my thoughts. And he's probably just going to say, Rachel wasn't wrong. That's your phrase,
Rachel,
right?
Did nothing wrong.
Yeah, Rachel did nothing wrong. That's his phrase. That ain't my phrase. That him. Not me. But
clip him saying it. Proof.
Shut up. Shut up. I hate you. But yeah, so pretty much Tog is scheduled to return May 16th. This was basically shown on this was basically shown on the Twitter page, the English Twitter page of Tower of God, and also Naver has also been putting out the information that it should return on May 16th. Now, that's good news. That's a lot quicker than what I thought, because this came completely out the blue. Now, my thoughts on it, this is leading me to believe that maybe SIU was working on Tog for at least the past couple of months in secrecy without putting out any sort of like blog posts or notifications to let anybody know exactly what he's doing and what he's planning. He was also working on a few of the chapters back in December when we had got the last one that said that he was going to take another 6 months hiatus. So he's probably working on some stuff. Now, and that being said, and how the last chapter of Tower God pretty much ended off with the "Would you like to play a game?" like that type of mode. What I would say that I want from the next arc, first of all, I want the odd-eyed King Cobra to come back. That's what I want. Sun Woo, I know you out there. I know you fear snakes. Watch the reactions, my boy. But I want that back. That thing looks amazing, and it looks incredible. Another thing is there are a couple of things that I would like to see happen. Right now, there hasn't been any significant loss within this arc. Granted, you can make the case that Caliban lost a bunch of his troops and a bunch of his soldiers, and that's pretty much why, you know, he did what he did. But I ain't gonna lie to you, I just looked at that as protagonists and antagonists join forces together against a bigger antagonist. That's how I looked at it. So,
World of Warcraft.
Pretty much. You know, the Horde and Alliance joining forces to go against the Burning Legion. So yeah, pretty much. So the way I'm looking at it, Richard just wanted to be the main character. That's all. All right, so the way I'm looking at it is, what I would like to see from, or what I would like to have in the resolution of this arc, I know there are a lot of people out there that are basically saying that they want Ha-Jin Sung to die, or they're speculating that Ha-Jin Sung is going to die. I ain't in that boat. I think the arc would be completely useless if he does all this. He encounters no loss on the way. And the only and first loss that he gets when he get there is Jin Sung dying. I'ma flip my shit. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'ma flip my fucking shit. That power up that Bam got during the dollar show, that wasn't shit compared to how angry I would be if that happens. I don't want that to happen. That seems like the dumbest fucking thing in the world that could possibly happen. I will be mad upset. Mad upset. What I would like to happen, though, is you could mortally wound him, if possible. Or just go ahead and go full-blown shonen. Nobody die. I mean, the biggest fucking event in the world. The Last Station. Nobody died. Not a soul. At least not on Bam's side. So, just let it be. And that was all rankers that was there outside of the regulars. Let that shit be. Let that shit be. Because
you can't have little Timmy's favorite character dying, though.
Ha-Jin Sung is, you know, he Papa of the series, but no. No, don't. Why would you have him get all the way there just for him to lose that person? I see somebody saying that'd be copying OP, Luffy saving Ace, and then Ace dying. It would. But yeah, Ace got goaded into doing that. And that was a part of Ace's personality. There is nothing that I can see in Ha-Jin Sung's personality that will cause him to pull an Ace. That would basically be like, What did you say about my dad? What did you say about Whitebeard? Like, there's nothing in Jin Sung's personality that will cause him to turn around and try to square up with anybody. He knows his limitations. He knows his worth. He is incredibly intelligent. And on top of that, he is a good fighter. And he's been healing since he's been captured. My dude got back his fucking appendages that he lost. So, I mean, all I'm saying is, if he die, I'm going to be pissed. What I would like to see happen is, I would like for the arc to continue. If anything, there's some loss that happens along the way. We're not losing to Van Kill. That's not happening. We know for a fact that that's not going to happen. I mean, the chance was there, and it didn't. Nothing. Just nothing. But. No, that's not the lyric, anime. No, that's not the lyric. No, we're not going to pain without love. Pain can't get enough. No. But what I would like to see happen is I would like for us to just see the Lopobia head. If not the Lopobia head, we already get the sense that there's some foreshadowing that's happening with basically the descendant who received the ancient odd-eyed cobra. And so what I would like is for that person to be like the major villain, and then like kind of like a reveal that happened for Gustang, happened for the Lopobia head. Like he's just in the shadows observing everything, because it makes a lot of sense. This is one of his major establishments, his major cage. We get that nice little reveal, and then, you know, we see where it go from there. They save Jin Sung Ha because Bam is the irregular to other irregular. And, you know, we let it be what it be. See what it see, be what it be. His goddamn run is going better than Eric's. Keep the run going. But, yeah, That's pretty much all I gotta say. I would go deeper, but we'd be here for hours. But yeah, Ricky, what did you think of the Tog anime? Like, your opinions. What did you think of the Tog anime?
Like, I liked it up until like in the, I want to say, 2/3 in, and then it was getting rushed a bit. Like, but a lot of it just was ruined for me entirely. Like, I just didn't give a fuck at some point. And, yeah, it was the thing I noticed. People were frustrated on the wrong parts of the wrong things about the anime. Cause mm-hmm. it didn't seem like a battle shonen to me. It seemed like a coming of age, if more, that's not the right genre, but it's more about the environment and the characters, and people put too much focus and emphasis on the things that didn't matter, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like the flick from I forgot what best girl's name is, but her flick, like, oh, it didn't show that much impact.
Oh, you talk about Nat?
Yeah. Like, so it wasn't entertaining, was it not?
Yeah.
And the ranker that the way he won, people were saying,
Quant?
That, yeah.
Okay.
That was wrong. That was all wrong. Like, yeah, but were you entertained? At the end of the day, are you not entertained?
I ain't gonna hold you. Just to interject quickly, I ain't gonna hold you. I was one of those people that was upset with how Quant turned out, only because that moment, I liked it a lot when I read it in the manhwa. So I'm one of those people you're talking about. I just caught a stray, but continue.
Regardless, be that as it may, that whole section was enjoyable, if not rushed.
Mm-hmm.
It felt rushed. Up until after that point, it felt rushed. The betrayal, I'm like, that got me. It's like, oh shit, Rachel, I understand, but why? Because at the end of the day, the Tower of God is basically the Hunger Games. I feel it's in the end of the day, you have to look out for yourself, and you will do anything you want to do to I kind of segued too hard there. I liked it. It was a 6 out of 10. It's okay.
5 out of 7.
5 out of 7. You're right. 6 out of 10. If I have to give an arbitrary number to the anime,
okay.
It was entertaining. It wasn't, you know, like anime of the year or anything like that.
I understand.
Music is fire.
Yeah, the music is real good. Kevin Kevin Pinkins did an amazing job with the music. I can't even hold on that.
But, oh my god, that music was so good.
But I guess to just like elaborate a little bit more on what you said that it didn't feel like a battle shonen. You are 100% correct about season one. Season one wasn't a battle shonen. And I think part one of season two wasn't a battle shonen either. It didn't become a battle shonen until part two.
That's kind of part a shame.
One. Yeah. So, because
the most interesting thing about that series is the Tower of God itself, because the world, I want to know about the world. I don't give a fuck about these fights. Let me know more about this world, the lore, the princesses, the different areas that mm-hmm. the princes control and whatnot. That's what I care more about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ruin it by just throwing in shonen battle fights nonsense just cause.
Like, well, it doesn't. Blast them
in there.
It doesn't get that bad. It's just you can quickly see how the focus deviates though. Like, if you're hyper focused on everything, you can quickly see how it deviates, and you can see where where tropes start to come in that are heavy manga, shonen tropes, as opposed to heavy mystery tropes, if you get what I mean. Like things start to become, I guess the term I would use, and this is probably going to offend a lot of people, it goes from being something that's highbrow to something that's more meathead, if you get what I mean. Like, it's no longer pinky up. It's more so just Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm chugging the motherfucking beers. And I'm banging them shits. Yeah, it goes more so from that to that. And
that's very unfortunate.
It becomes like a mega hype fest. So, like, think of like a Solo Leveling, but with more of a hyper sense on the story and the world that it's trying to build. Like that.
Like Solo Leveling did a very good job of melding the mystery of the world and the system all together in Battle Shonen. I can't say anything about Tower of God because I haven't read it at all. I'm like in chapter 2.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad you said that, because I know that there's some other stuff that you have been like going balls deep into, you know, letting your nuts hang. And that's To Your Eternity, man. Let's go ahead and talk about this anime season, man.
Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
this. Oh, my God. To Your Eternity. Yeah, so, the first thing I was told, it is about a ball from God landing on Earth. All right. And then I was told it was a bit of a field trip. Okay. Went into it. Ugly cried. Completely ugly cry in the end. I couldn't stop. Like, it was so bad, dude. Like, the way they characterized the character, the way they flesh out the characters, you only know him for a day, for that one episode, mm-hmm. but you care so much about him. Because you feel it feels like an actual guy, and like you feel his pain and suffering, and I don't want to say too much.
Yeah,
because I really want you to see that first episode. You might not bore
I read the manga, I think I read the first two chapters in the manga where like the situation happened with like
I won't say too much because it's new still. Yeah. The new anime at the very least. Manga's been around. Yeah. Nick says it gets weird, but
probably do.
The first episode, it destroyed me, dude. Then this week's episode, it did the same thing.
It took your soul, like,
but you spent more time with the character, so it kind of hit a little harder. Like this does not help pull punches at all. It's basically about this. For those who don't know. A rock, a sphere that was sent to Earth by apparently God. And basically, it's a blank sheet, a blank canvas. And through the experience of it, it goes through other living beings that's around him. It learns about things like pain, suffering, hunger, walking. It starts learning. And through its experience, sounds like annihilation. What? Sorry. Through his experience, he sees a lot of shit happening, and they deal with a lot of real situations, like fog. It's a must watch. That first episode destroyed me, dude. Oh my God.
I know that, just because it sounds like you having a hard time right about it now. I know that when I was reading the manga, it was basically like, and this was just like all in the first chapter, it basically showcased like an alien life form coming down from space. Not even coming down from space. It was an alien life form that just existed since the beginning of the time. And throughout time, it began to change its form and take on the shapes of the things that was around it. And so as it began to take new forms, it assumed a new form of sentience. So like at one point in time, by the time it meets like the part that really got to you, by the time before he met that person, he turned into an animal or it turned into an animal. Let me not say he. And
or you could say they. I don't. There's no gender to this thing.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty much turned into an animal, did its thing, and then you know the story from there, because that's probably when you started to like bawl out and cry, ugly cry.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Weiss, that first episode and this recent episode.
Yeah, already
cried.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it happened exactly where I think it happened at. What do you think about it so far though? Like,
I'm gonna keep watching it.
How do you feel it's stacked in this new season, in this new?
It's not gonna get any attention from like the mainstream audience at all. It's not a flashy beat 'em up or a sequel or what have you. It's gonna be lost in the echo chamber. So, but for those people who've seen it, they're gonna talk a lot about it throughout, like the season.
So you think Boku no Hero Academia is just gonna completely crap on it because the season that most people are waiting for in Boku no, or the thing that people are waiting for mostly in Boku no Hero Academia is like a specific arc. You think it outshine that?
I don't know about the arc, but I know it will be outshine because of its existence. Not to mention, like, even like stuff like Tokyo Revengers will outshine To Your Eternity because it's one that similar to another one that Erased, and yeah, it's getting a lot of hype too. The other one that will
Tokyo that Revengers will overshine fire, though.
It is. I'm not gonna lie, but it is. But I think To Your Eternity deserves way more attention than Tokyo Revengers does. But a lot of the animes that's out now is going to overshadow it, like Boku no Hero Academia, Miss Naga, what's her name?
Miss Nagano or the Nagano
Giant? Nagataro. Miss Nagataro-san, that one's going to overshadow it. That one's good, too. I'm not going to lie. But Vivi might overshadow it. Shaman King definitely will, because nostalgia. But,
yeah, but Shaman King is also having issues, though, with how it's distributing that particular IP, that license. Like how
in, yeah, in the States at the very least, but people will find a way.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of animes will overshadow it just for the sheer fact that this season is really good. Huh? Fairy Tail and Space might overshadow it.
You think this season is real good?
This season is really good. Every season.
I was gonna say, how do you feel about Eden Zero?
That's not part of the season I care for. I seen Fairy Tail once. I don't need to see it again.
Hero Mashima, I'm done with you. Don't you ever return?
I can only deal with the power of friendship for so many episodes.
I got but you.
That it's just not for me. I usually do pick a garbage anime to watch every season. Mm-hmm. This season, I didn't. So that gives you I kind of did. It's a sequel though. That's besides the point. It's this season, it has a lot of good fucking anime, and if you like watch good animes, you have a lot to choose from.
You're not wrong.
Just realize Eden Zero might fucking overtake To Your Eternity. That's sad.
Because I believe there's a few isekais that's out right now. There's also... that's my first time hearing about that one. 86. But we also got 86 Slime Life.
86 is good, too.
Or Reincarnated as a Slime. That giant band Heat.
That one is a side story.
It's a side story?
Kind of thing. It's a spinoff. Though. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a slice of life.
Also got Fruit Basket, Zombieland Saga, Revenge. And Megalobox about to come out.
It's out.
Oh, it's out? Season 2?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I think it's on Amazon or Hulu.
It might be on Hulu, because that's why I was watching one that I think. So, some
weird streaming service.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what did you
segways?
I'm not going to segue. What the hell you think I am, a bike? But, yeah. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and get into the gaming portion of all this, man.
Oh, you know? Never mind. That's a bad segue. I thought you were going to go to Mortal Kombat. No. That would have been nice.
Oh, Mortal Kombat? I mean, I guess. Did you watch it finally?
Streaming service.
No. Did you watch it? You son of a bitch.
I seen the first one. I like the first one.
So let me get this right. You've seen the shittiest of all shitty Mortal Kombats.
No, Annihilation is the shittiest one. What do you mean? I seen that one too. But that's besides the point.
Okay. So my point stands. You've seen the shittiest of the shittiest Mortal Kombat movies. But you didn't see the new one. And the new one was the most faithful fan adaptation that we could ask for. If you wanted fatalities, fatalities were there. If you wanted Easter eggs was there. Liu Kang was kind of a little bitch, but he didn't fight like a little bitch. So that was there. We had an actual Kung Lao. An actual Kung Lao who did the Kung Lao fatality that everybody was doing back in the day. But you seen Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat Annihilation, but not this new one. And on top of that, we got a faithful fucking adaptation of Behan. But you ain't seen the new Sub-Zero, the first Sub-Zero before Sub-Zero got killed by Scorpion and turned into Noob Saibot. We got the first faithful adaptation of Sub-Zero, who was going around catching bodies. Everybody was getting clapped. Hanzo? More like Dunzo. Like, it was... Come on now, man. You see the... See, now I can't even talk about it.
You can go for it. It's okay.
But you didn't see it. I want to get in depth with it, but you ain't see it.
It's. I played the game. You do.
It ain't the same thing as watching the movie.
Back, forward, punch, come over here.
That ain't happening until the end of the movie. Well, actually, hold up. No, that happened anymore. At the beginning, and that happened at the end of the movie. But, yeah. Milios, how did Jax lose? He did 6 tours. What do you mean? His arms got frozen and ripped off. How the fuck can you beat that? That was in the game. That was in the game. That was a fatality that was in the game.
That was a bad joke. Shut up.
But how do you beat that? Oh, you froze up all my arms and then you ripped the motherfuckers off. Oh, I'm gonna fight you with the nubs. Like, no, not a T-Rex.
If it was a Baki character, they would have fought back.
Shut up.
They would have thanked him for
the... 6 tours granted a cryomancy? Nah. 6 tours. Jax was giving him some gold for a second. And then Behan said, bitch, I got frost. And I ain't talking about my goddamn apprentice. Like, he destroyed them, yo. Like, 6 tours? Nah, man. I'm mad you ain't see it. Because I was talking with you about this, like, over and over. Did you see it? No, I ain't see it.
I'll see it eventually.
But I ain't see it.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to watch it.
But you went and watched Friday After Next. You wild.
I did watch Friday After Next.
That I said, was, but you went and watched Friday After Next. Okay.
That wasn't my fault. I was held hostage at that point.
You was held hostage. But they do put a... Let me stop.
They put it on the movie. I was like, oh, damn. I got to watch it now.
You could walk away.
That's work.
That's work. Wild. But I will commend you, though. Because you watched the Monster Hunter movie, right?
I watched them on. I was there. I was in the watch party thing.
Okay.
I wasn't. Was I? I don't remember.
No. It was me, Nick, Holly, and some other people. I don't think he was there. What man wouldn't watch the Friday series? Ho. He hasn't seen Friday 1, the best one. We don't give him a pass.
I seen the end anime.
We don't give him a pass. He didn't watch the first one.
I seen the end.
He watched Friday After Next. Which is arguably the worst one.
It's not arguably. It is the worst one. It's garbage.
Shut up. You haven't seen the other ones. You don't get to make that statement.
I can because that one's
Friday
garbage.
Friday After Next over Next Friday and Friday?
That's a low bar.
Yo, wow.
Friday After Next is a low bar.
We still use phrases from the original Friday, and we still use phrases from Next Friday. Come on, man. We don't use nothing from Friday After Next. This John Blaze, so I can get jiggy with this shit. We don't use nothing from Friday After Next. Come on now.
Wow, all that.
I have not seen any of the movies being mentioned. God dang it, Rizwan. But it's okay, Rizwan. It's a culture thing. It's a culture thing, Rizwan. It's a culture thing, Rizwan.
Hey, Rizwan, you seen the Conan Civil movie? I seen that shit. That was good.
I hate you so much. But that is the primary reason why I didn't want to mention Mortal Kombat. Like, I was dreading even putting that down or even putting that on the list just because I was like, I should really ask him if he's seen it.
You knew I didn't see it. There was no way you didn't know I didn't see it.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I forgot our conversations about it for a split second. When I wrote it down, I was like, nah, there's no way he ain't see it yet. Like, it's been out for like about 3 weeks. He saw it. He saw it. He probably saw it when he went over to my house. We good. He saw it. He saw it.
My dude said I made the right decision. Look at that. He backing me up in my laziness.
It's only the right decision if you don't like Mortal Kombat. That's the only way it would be the right decision. If you're a fan, I watched the Monster Hunter movie and I enjoyed my fucking self.
Yeah,
Is it a good movie? Debatable.
The thing I hated the most is I couldn't really see what's happening during the
but that was a bootleg.
The spiders.
I had a bootleg.
Yeah.
So
we don't talk about what we had, but
yeah.
But and pushes up glasses. The Diablos wouldn't go after the people because it's a vegetarian. Might just attack him to get out of the territory, but we'll need him.
I ain't gonna lie, I never knew about that fun fact.
Yeah, I think I think who was it? Tencho said it randomly one day.
Yeah,
the Diablos
are vegetarians.
Vegetarians. Yeah,
I never knew that. When I saw that shit, I was like, oh, so that's why I didn't attack at first. Shit, whenever we play a Monster Hunter, that drink come hunting. Like,
because it's territorial. That's the difference. Oh, it's just stupidly territorial. And it's always mating season, especially with the... Yeah.
You said Monster Hunter movie would have been over in 10 minutes if it was in it? Nah, I doubt that.
We do be killing monsters in like 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, but these are humans. We're gods. Speaking of gods, you played that Resident Evil Village?
That's a terrible segue. That's a horrible segue. But yes.
Of course it is. I'm bad at this. I'm new. Shut up. But have you
game is fucking scary.
Apparently it's not supposed to be scary.
Like in the beginning, like it does really well in the scare factor, but later on. No, don't encourage him. Later on, it's driven more towards action. It is spooky, but where I'm at is like, I get spooked, but not sorry. I got spooked a lot of times, but it wasn't scary at that portion I'm at now. But I am enjoying the fuck out of the game. Regardless of the fact, it is so good. I didn't expect to like it that much, because I didn't care for the 7. It was like, oh, okay, first person Resident Evil. Woo. But this one
supposed to be scary though.
Like, I'm told. I'm told it's really good too, but I didn't care for much for it. Unlike when I saw Resident Evil 8, I like, I need this. Might be because I'm a fucking degenerate, but Capcom did a really good job with marketing and that game as a whole. And like we were trying to figure out the story of Resident Evil. For those who don't know, in the beginning of the game, Ethan and his wife are reading a children's, or the wife Mia is reading a children's book to their daughter, their 6-month-old daughter. And he and I were trying to figure out, okay, Lady Dimitrescu and Miranda, who are they in the story? Oh, one of them's got to be the kid. or the other one gotta be the witch. We never even peeped that there might be more characters in the game, and I don't know how, but
no. I peeped that there would be more characters. I just didn't know how they would fit in.
Okay. Yeah. I assumed that Lady Dimitrescu and Miranda were the key antagonists. But then three more showed up. Like, wait, what the fuck? Where did these come from?
But wouldn't that be more so because of the marketing? Because the marketing didn't really try to showcase or illustrate like a lot of the other characters that would be involved. Like basically goddaggone Winston with the goddaggone hammer or
yeah, I think that's exactly it. They focus hard on Dimitrescu, and they kind of threw a curveball at people. Like, oh shit, there's more to this game.
Yeah,
they did a really good job with the game. I'm starting to notice this too now when I'm dealing with enemies. You mentioned the bully sponginess.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel that too much in the beginning because I was just stabbing people. But now that I don't really have that option, I feel it. I'm losing. I know it's a horror game and you're supposed to run out of ammo and stuff, but
conserve.
I'm running out of conserve ammo, and I'm losing ammo because they just don't die. How many headshots does it require to kill something?
I know when I get to that point, I'm just going to basically be using the shotgun. That's the only weapon I'm going to be using is the shotgun, but go ahead and continue, my bad.
No, you're good. It's otherwise, besides that, it's solid. It does a good job of making you feel useless. Like, you are just a dude. You have no power over you. The fact that you're able to go toe-to-toe is only because of the miracle of America and guns. That's the only reason you could actually handle this. And the tussin that you rub on yourself.
The goop. the goop.
You rub a little tussin in that wound and it clean it right up. This game is really good. That's all I could say about it. If you're a fan of horror, if you're a fan of action, you'll like this game.
Alright, nice. Personally, myself, I haven't had the time to put in like the requisite hours that I normally would put in the game, like I did for Cyberpunk, for those that know. From what I played with the game, like the game is like the bullet sponginess for it is it's out of fucking line. Like hey, Capcom, listen to me. The next time y'all make another Resident Evil game, tone that shit down. Do a focus group. Do something. Have somebody basically say, yeah, those 12 shots that I just had to put in this person with a pistol? Nah, man. Tone that down. Make it 8. Like, we need to keep some of our bullets. And I'm playing on standard. Standard. I can't imagine what people are experiencing on hardcore. Tone that down. And please.
That's another thing, though, too. This is more action-oriented.
Yes.
You're encouraged to use guns.
I think the more action-oriented portion of it, though, stems from, like, the speed of everything. Because I was watching a video earlier during my lunch break, and basically there was a person that was explaining, like, what changed between Resident Evil 7 and Resident Evil 8, or Resident Evil Village. And the main thing that was really being highlighted, and that you could physically see, like, I test that shit. You could see it. It was the speed of the game. Ethan is like, he gotta be 4 times faster than what he is from the previous game. Because in the previous game, my dude looked like he was running in slow motion. Like he was just in complete Baywatch mode. And then, in this one, my dude out this joint looking like a Dave Chappelle skit when he was talking about like basically how, you know, different races walk and shit. But yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy, yo. But
I noticed that too.
But the main thing that I would say is the game felt scary in the beginning, and I think it was because of how it was set up. And I think that it's a part of Capcom's policy on its bait and switch. Because come on now, they knew what they was doing. They knew sex sales. They knew sex sales, and that's why they pretty much brought out the big mommy like that. They knew sex sales. They sold their sex appeal, which got a lot of people to buy a lot of damn units. And if you go on YouTube, you will see for every one original Resident Evil thumbnail, you're going to see five to 25 Lady Dimitrescu got daggone thumbnails. So they knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing. But in, you know, before I went on that little tangent right there, what I was trying to say is basically the story of the game is really interesting. Like it pretty much, or at least from my understanding of where I'm at in the game, it feels like it's following that book. And I don't know how deeply it's going to remain to that, but it feels like it's following that Village of Shadows book. And the village is even named Village of Shadows. The other thing is the boss fights in the game, they're fantastic. You're farther in the game than I am. Only thing I managed to do was fight against like one of the daughters. But
yeah,
that shit was fine. I had to keep her in like the open space and just pop her up. Yeah, that was fine.
I just stabbed her.
You did?
Yeah, that's all I did. Because I didn't want to use my bullets.
I just shot her like 3 times in the face with the shotgun. She was done. She said, don't hurt me, mother!
Don't get used to those boss fights.
Don't get used to them? Oh, they get...
That's all I'm going to say.
They get worse or they get better?
Or
they're no longer clever.
Depends on your perspective.
Are they no longer
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good man's. All right. But, I like that. And I know that I still got, like, 2 more daughters to fight against and then probably Lady Dimitrescu. But I'm looking forward to it. And I also like that. I also like the atmosphere a lot, too. Because even though they're not going for, like, direct horror, the layout of everything, the atmosphere, the sound and all that shit fantastic. At least from what I can tell. It's pretty well put together. And it feels like that's the thing that's really giving the game its horror vibe and all that, in my opinion. But yeah, what are some things that you would have liked to see change in the game? Because you're way further along in it than I am, and only I might wind up going into hyper detail as into the mechanics and all that, and I ain't trying to put anybody to sleep. But yeah, what are some of the things that you think should be changed in the game, Ricky?
The biggest change is this might be a minor spoiler, but once you're done with Lady Dimitrescu area, you can't go back there. So be sure to finish everything.
I'm glad you said that.
You'll know when you're nearing the end area. I thought to myself, I should clear it. No, I'll come back once this place is empty of enemies. I couldn't go back.
Pissed you off, but, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Because I figured out there's goats that you could shoot,
mm-hmm.
that you had to shoot. I didn't know you had to shoot it. I just saw it. I was like, okay, decorations, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to go back and find them goats that I didn't shoot, and I couldn't get back in there.
Yeah, you're supposed to get, like, an item or something off of that, too.
Well, I'm not getting it.
That sucks.
That's the biggest thing, this is very minor. Honestly, the game is solid as it is. It's, the voice acting is very good. They use mocap to, for the movement and stuff. So the animation is very good because it looks like they put a lot of heart and soul into the game. There's very little I will change. The bullet sponginess, I would like them to tone that down just a bit, but I could understand why it's like that, because they want you to use your bullets, so you have to conserve your ammo so you could keep the tension up.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I'm crafting my bullets, so it's not that big of a deal. I'm going to find a bunch of bullets. It's an action-oriented game. I got... you're telling me to use my bullets, but at the same time, you're telling me not to. You're kind of conflicting there.
Yeah.
The message.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's not much I will change on that game. It's really solid. It's so good.
All right. So, With that being said, with nothing that you want to change with that and all that, blah, 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 and pa, 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 pa. You know, The Village of Shadows, the book itself, it kind of reminded me of Dark Souls. And, you know, Dark Souls kind of, I'm segueing terribly. So fuck that.
The game. You don't need a segue if you're talking about the same subject.
No, not really. I was trying to segue into something else. But, all right, let's just get into like some more. You said, did you hear about Ishida's new series? Nah, what's the shit? This new series, Eltron? They hear about that. Ashidi's nuts. Oh, Choja X. Nah. Welcome back, Major. Nah, I haven't heard about that. Next time we'll discuss that, cause I don't know too much about it right now. And yeah, it'll be terrible trying to look that up like immediately, like right now. Appreciate it though. You just put me on to something, Zeltra. but yeah. Riggy, I know you don't really watch. Well, no, I know you don't really read manga like that. And like I already told you, you know, general topic. What manga you reading? Or what anime you watching?
In terms of manga, yeah. I'm reading Komi-san is bad at communication.
Komi-san is bad at communication. What? When the Pillsbury version?
What is that? It's all right. So it's about this. It's about a high school girl. Mm-hmm. She is the most beautiful, most regal, most intimidating girl in the whole school. Like you go up to her, and she looks at you like the plebeian that you like the worthless bug that you are, and you immediately intimidated by it because her aura. Is that frightening?
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, she's just super shy.
Okay.
and she just wants friends, but everyone's afraid to approach her because she's just. It's like going up to the most popular person. She is literally the most popular person in school, and if anyone were to go up to, you have to come up with the courage to attempt to talk to a girl like that. But she wants to talk, but she's very shy. And a person came up to her and like realized, oh, she's just shy. She's trying to learn how to talk to people. Okay, I could teach you that. And it just goes on from there.
Okay.
It's a very adorable slice of life.
What'd I tell y'all? An anime is coming.
Coming out in October. I'm excited.
Yeah, I know.
Read like 5 chapters, you'll see. It's good. It's like 2 pages long, too.
You said 2 pages long?
Well, it's like 10, but yeah.
I was about to say, there's no way. There's no way it's shorter than Where the House Has Been. Nowhere in the world.
Oh, that's one I need to watch, too.
Wait, The House Husband? Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I've read it. But, all right. Sounds cool. Sounds more so in line with your flavor. More so in line with what you like.
What are you trying to say?
I already said it. I said it multiple times earlier. What you mean? There ain't much to say. But, yeah. Right now, I'm currently... For anybody out there that cares. You said put him on to Tokyo Ghoul. He already read it.
Yeah.
He already read it.
Finish that and read. It's okay.
Right now, I'm currently going through Demon Slayer. I stopped at like chapter 12 or 13, one of the two. Like right now, I'm Tanjiro is currently going against like the Blood Demon, I think is what they call him. But really, teleportation is what it specializes in, and it's eating like all the girls in the village and all demon. That.
Shadow clone jutsu.
They call it the blood demon for some strange reason. I don't know.
It might be a weird translation thing because it uses blood arts.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Blood demon arts.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I'm currently right there. What I will say is, I've been hearing people like talk like mad trash, mad insane amounts of trash about like Demon Slayer. But yet I look at what people praise as well. And so just so that I can know like taste and all that, you know. So what I will say about Demon Slayer, granted, my experience is only with about 12 to 13 chapters. What I will say is that it's a pretty good manga from what I read. I enjoy the characters a whole lot. Tanjiro, I like the MC. I like him a lot. I like the trials that he had to go through. I like basically how hard he had to work for everything that he has right now. Like, I appreciate that. So far, to me, the story is fantastic. It is pretty much a tale of revenge that's not focused on the revenge in the slightest. It's like it goes from basically being about, I need to learn this. I need to learn this for the get back. I also need to learn this so that I can get my sister back to the way that she was at first. And I also need to do this just so that I can protect us going forward. And so with all those layers added in, it makes the story very interesting when it involves like different elements and aspects that pretty much happen. In my particular case, the dynamic between him and Nezuko, that shit is beautiful. Most people just say, well, I like Nezuko. No, they're a fucking package. You like one, you like the other.
I like Nezuko.
You say I like what?
I like Nezuko.
You like Nezuko.
But King Jodo, about him, the thing I like about him, he is very sympathetic towards the demons he's killing. Because at the end of the day, they were people.
Yeah.
And it makes you actually sympathize with the demons when you learn about their backstory. The little backstory they get. But yeah, it's not just, oh, bad guys should be bad. No. Granted, Michael Jackson... let me hold... Don't worry about that. But
that's Twitter already spoiled all of that.
Oh, okay. Granted, Michael Jackson is like, for all we know, is evil to be evil.
But I thought he was supposed to be like the first demon or some shit.
I don't know. Like, not much has been revealed. Some has been revealed in the anime, but not much. Like in terms of his origin. First few
chapters of the manga, it paints him out to be that way.
But yeah, like, it's granted, Montoro is like a Natsu character where he just won't be the best, but it's some purpose to it. It's not just for its sake. He's trying to get his sister back to normal.
Yeah.
And in doing so, he has to kill. And just because you have to kill them doesn't mean you have to enjoy it.
I think that's like the main thing that people don't necessarily understand is that like the writing in something, like if you feel something is tropey, that's fine. Yeah. The question that you should ask yourself after that is this a bad use of the trope? Not immediately, tropes are bad. No, is it a bad use of the trope? Does it hinder the story in any way, shape, or form? Or anything like that, you know what I mean? And yeah. I think what a lot of people were getting at was it's boring because it's tropey. Or at least that seemed to be like the common thing that I will always see.
It's like, but that's My Hero too, right?
Hmm?
Like My Hero's pretty much all tropes.
That's why I pretty much dropped My Hero. But yeah, it was bad
tropes. People enjoyed the fuck out of it.
It was bad tropes for me. Like I couldn't find a character that I liked outside of Mirio. I know people say that Endeavor is a good character. He goes through his trials and tribulations and all that, et cetera. Shigaraki, a few other. They're ass to me. They're hot butter cheeks baking in the goddamn sun, summer morning sun, yo. Like, they're cheeks. Deku, fuck him. Wow. I was riding with Deku. I was riding with Deku up until the hero, what was that, Drake? The hero, and I wasn't even trying to get on this topic, yo, because I know how strongly I feel about Boku no Hero Academia. Like, and then it doesn't help that everybody over-sexualized these fucking kids.
That's, like, that's every anime. Come on now.
No. Not like My Hero.
Shit.
I just actually saw it.
This is the problem. My Hero has a lot louder fan base. Ricky, they do you, it all Ricky, that shit.
Ricky, you know how hard I avoid shit like that. I even Bruh. Saw it. I Bruh. Even saw it.
I don't Bruh. See it. You're not avoiding good enough.
It was in the old server.
I'm surprised you didn't see shit with Manjito and Nesco.
It was in the old server. But it was with Owsley.
I missed it apparently.
You did, but yeah.
I didn't go to Blessings. So.
I will say that the show can be tolerable, though. The show, the manga, and all that, it can be tolerable. I can see why people like it. I can see how you can like it. It ain't for me, though.
Finish the manga, you should watch the anime. That episode 19, when my dude Momodoro goes like ham. Who?
Who?
The main character.
Midoriya?
No. The MC. And Demon Slayer.
Okay. Tanjiro? Yeah. I will. I'm gonna try to catch up. No, I heard what you said. Because that's why I said, who? What the fuck you talking about?
I'm not sure if you noticed, but I've been doing that throughout the whole
thing. Tanjiro, Tanjiro and Nezuko equals the Lannisters? Probably.
My boy.
Seriously, was a fucking demon. So probably.
my boy Inosuke does not know Tanjiro's name.
No, skip the Tanjiro. Oh no, I ain't get that far yet though. I'm looking forward to it.
You find out. He's best boy. He's the best.
I am not
good boy.
Here to convince Milios of MHA. I will let him be.
Inosuke is the best good boy.
Okay, I even caught up to it.
Damn, he did.
If you don't believe me, ask us. Well, you're not in the Discord server, anime. But I even caught up to it. I did my best. I struggled through because after a lot of things was confirmed and I predicted everything that would happen, I was like, why am I even reading this? Like, you're not even giving me a twist or a turn. You're not even saying you're wrong about that. It's really this. I'm like, all right. So then this is about to happen. Okay, that just happened. All right, cool. So, all right, cool. Alright, so Endeavor's changing just because he now lost his number one goal. He fulfilled his number one goal due to the number one hero being forced to drop out. Okay, that's dumb as fuck.
Like, yeah, that was a really stupid and shallow reason to change. Like, come on.
Okay.
Was it not enough? Like, you putting your wife into the psychiatric ward, it wasn't enough?
He raped his... Like, yo, when people started championing him, I was like, I don't get it.
Like...
I don't get... He abused her to the point. There's no redemption for this man.
She was in a psychiatric ward, for God's sake.
Fucking redemption for this man. He abused her to the point where even her children were abominations to her. There can't be any redemption. I don't understand why people say that.
Like,
it annoys me to no end.
Anyone who was like that doesn't change that quickly.
Yo,
I like this new Endeavor, but I'm separating that. I'm the way I'm like trying to rationalize, like doing the brain flips on my gym, the mental gymnastics to like this shitty person is that this Endeavor is a different Endeavor.
I hope Dobby fold his ass. I hope Dobby folded. I hope Dobby basically
like he is iron not that a man good up, character.
Get the crinkles out, and then fold his fucking ass, yo. That's the only reason why I will continue to read that shit. It's just for Dobby to beat the shit out of him. Just like, for that,
if his backstory wasn't a piece of shit of a human being, maybe. But no. He was abusive to his kids, abusive to his wife. He literally broke the law in order to perform eugenics on the perfect child.
I seen and read all that, man. All I'm going to say is, I was like, all right. I immediately had in my head, fuck this guy. I can't. There's not going to be anything that's going to change my
opinion. But see, you don't understand. His fight scene was cool.
His fight scene was ass!
It was hot fire. Literally.
My dude legitimately got beat up by a Nomu, got half his face blown off, and then said, oh, I can't
burn
him.
That was a legit fight.
No, it was a legit fight. My dude legitimately got half his face blown off and said,
it was a badass fight. It wasn't no Walmart versus...
I can't fight him near the citizens. I can't fight them near the citizens. I can't go full heat. Oh, let me get you up in the sky. Primordial burst. I'm like, fuck out of here, man.
It was no fucking Walmart versus One For All, but it was a good fight. It was the third best fight.
Yo, I was halfway hoping that the Nomu pulled the Broly and just walked through his shit like how Broly did Goku's Kamehameha wave. Endeavor gave him like the little side look, and then he just grabbed him by his face and started bashing his shit in, yo. I was halfway hoping for that. I knew it wasn't gonna happen because it's his signature strongest move. It's like his whiteout attack, like if he's Agni or some shit. But still.
I don't understand how his kids are trying. I don't understand how Todoroki is trying to Todoroki and his sister. I don't understand how they're giving him an opportunity. My dad did less, and I'm saying, and he's dead to me. I can't imagine how it'll feel if he did all that.
Rawness. Greater than being a good person. It ain't even about being a good person. It's about the writing.
It's about being a fucking human being that could fucking sympathize with another human being.
For me, it's about the writing. It's about the writing. Fire. It's about as wild as the 180 turn. Nah, let me not bring that back up.
Bring it up.
I try and stop. It's about as wild as the 180 turn that White, Karaka, and what's another webtoon that I read where basically someone that was saw to be either like a bad side character or an antagonist of a previous arc, they just completely pull a 180 and they're like, nah, fuck it, I'm a good guy now. What? You don't see my cape? You don't see my cape? I'm a good guy. Like, it's pretty much like that. But my bad, anime. This is why I don't talk about my hero, because I have strong feelings about it. And I know whenever I bring up those strong feelings, people get in their feelings. So I tend to avoid it. But when it comes
it's not
up...
Like you're, it's not like you're saying it's bad. Or it's you're saying you might be saying it's bad.
I'm saying
it's not my cup of tea.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
It's just because you don't like it, don't mean anyone else can like it.
And I'm damn near accepting of everything. Like I don't think there's really too much out there that I feel this strongly about, except that series. And you know, because you've been there since I was reading it from the beginning years ago. And I used to champion that shit. I used to try to get y'all to read it. I kept telling y'all about that scene. I was like, yo, that backpack, when they animate that backpack scene in 2-3 years, oh, that's gonna be love. Wait till you meet my boy Mirio. Like, I used to be championing that shit. And then that shit happened. And then more shit like that kept happening. And it's not like you don't see it coming. It just keeps happening. And keeps happening. And keeps happening. And it's only so many times I'm gonna let you smack me in my face with your dick before I bite that motherfucker.
Well, yeah, bite it though. Is that what you did when you played Dante's Inferno?
Shut up. I'll leave it alone. Right? We can, okay. Should have said it was not your cup of coffee.
You're right. You ruined an opportunity there.
Solo Leveling, greed is a good guy now. Greed is subservient, not a good guy. He's subservient. There's a difference. He has to do the bidding of his master. There's a big difference there. You letting it happen more than once. I'm a forgiving individual. If you hit me once, I'm just going to think. I'm going to think, oh, you didn't mean to do that. Let me give you an, oh, you really didn't mean to do that. Let me give you another chance. Oh, you did it a third time. Okay.
Vinegary too.
Hit me one more time. Hit me one more time. That's kind of how I am.
Got all nice and vinegary for you.
Shut up. I hate you so much. But yeah.
Oh, shit.
Greed is a new character who's a slave. He came
from. Yeah. Demon Slayer is good.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, man. I kind of let go on that one. You should never. What's that? Oh, nice. Nice, babe. No, I'm still recording.
Thank you.
I'll look at him in a second.
Edit this out.
I'm bad at it. What you mean? But alright, on to our last topic. My bad. We almost done. I originally had three topics planned, but shit. Oh man, this is gonna make me look like a horrible ass person. And I'm not.
As horrible as Endeavor.
Shit, nobody could be as bad as me.
Shit.
Let me not say that.
Very easy to find people worse than them.
Let me not say that. Because I almost completely forgot about Omni-Man. Let me not say that.
I need to watch that still. Let me not say that.
Oh, man. But, yeah. You right, Rizwan. You right. I need to get the chat on the screen, too, for next time. But, oh, man. All right. So, the last thing on the docket, man. Last thing on the docket. Fuck it. If I could segue well, I'll segue well. Otherwise, I ain't even gonna worry about it.
If you gave me the fucking docket, I could have helped you with the segues.
I got you next time. If you hear next time, I got you next time. All right. So last thing is the power of the remake and remaster. We'll talk about Power of Friendship next week because I got a lot to say about that. We'll talk about it next week. We're gonna have like three topics.
Shit. I think you and I had conflicting views on this.
The power of remakes and remasters? We did. That's why I put it down. I put this down specifically because we have differing views. So today, Mass Effect Legendary Edition has just released, which remastered 1, and I think it remastered 2.
And I think it was 3, didn't it?
No. No, for the third one, you just get a legendary version of the third one, which okay. I think comes with all the DLC or something like that. They just did 1 and 2.
Okay.
Omni Man, not bad. Just comes from a...
Oh my god.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. I can't even be mad at that, because he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I hate that so much.
He's not wrong. I've seen
2 episodes, and no... Culture doesn't excuse any of that.
Oh man. But yeah. So the power of the remake and remaster, right? You know my stance on it for the viewing audience or for the listeners out there. My stance on remasters and remakes is why use those resources to focus on a remaster or remake when you could just establish more additions into the IP. By that, I mean pretty much iterate on it. Make the next version or take that IP and make something entirely different. If you need an example, look at Titanfall. There was about to be a Titanfall 3. They turned Titanfall 3 into Apex Legends. That's taking an IP and turning it into something entirely different. If you need another example, look at the Final Fantasy VII universe. From that universe, they went and made 2 other games that I can think of immediately right now, which is Dirge of Cerberus and Crisis Core. Taking the IP and making something entirely different, using the resources for your company and having it pretty much make more additions to said IP instead of just going back with the same resources that you have and just remaking the same shit that you already made. Now, there are anomalies. You got, basically, Resident Evil 2. That's an anomaly. Resident Evil 3. That's an anomaly. You have a Final Fantasy Remake. That's another anomaly. But then you also got Nier. What the fuck was the name of that shit? Nier 145. Whatever the fuck that number is. You got that. So, with that, my stance has always and probably will always be until I can see something that completely blows me out the water, is instead of using your resources on that, use it on fleshing out the IP a lot more. Ricky, go ahead and give him your stance.
So, if I want to look at it cynically, usually with these remakes and remasters or whatever, like say the Crash one or Nier, mm-hmm. It's usually a smaller team that works on it, and it doesn't take much time or effort in comparison to a whole new, you know, addition or iteration, and it could bring in a lot of money, and that's a huge return on investment. Looking at it on a consumer perspective, I'm never going to find Nier for the PS3. Ever. Not at this point.
I got a copy for you.
When?
Whenever you stop being lazy and come over
here. What do you mean? You said you were going to come here one day to pick up this fucking game Nick got me. But regardless of if you weren't around, I would never find a copy of Nier. Mm-hmm. And I could not buy it on the PC and have it at right there. If I'm a 12-year-old, I saw Crash for the first time, I'm a pick it up because it looks cool and he's a dragon. Dragons are cool. And
Dragon.
It will bring in new audiences to said IP. Crash is the best example. I'm pretty sure a lot of people bought Crash, one, because it's a remake, I think, of the original, and yeah. It brought in old audience, and I'm sure it brought in new audience, and it got hype, it started the hype for the new Crash, and I'm pretty sure they didn't put that many resources to get the original 3 remastered. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I'm pretty sure they were working on both projects at the same time. And doing that will allow them to understand what made Crash good in the first place and move that over to the new Crash and make it better. But, like, I know your argument for that will be just emulated. And if I was a 12-year-old, I would not have known it existed to begin with. Unless, you know, I follow the game industry hard and follow older people, which, because I might be overgeneralizing, but it seems like they're more focused on the instant gratification nonsense, like Fortnite, Battle Royales in general, and some, you know, speedruns over here and there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I see it as a generally good thing if done correctly. 343 Studios did not do it correctly. What they did was ruined the first game. It looked like I was thrown in a toy box. Like, yeah, we're not going to talk about the franchise. We're just talking about the remakes.
No. The remake ruined the whole franchise. 4 was okay. They fucked up with 4, but ruined the whole franchise. That's a story for another day. Yeah, don't worry. We're coming back to this.
Fucking 5. But when I didn't really like the first Halo, it felt it was a repetitive game. The environment was really repetitive. The story was the main good thing. The flood sucked. Just it was good for the first encounter, but whatever. I went in there not knowing what I was gonna get because I don't like Halo 1 as much as everyone does. And then when I saw the remaster, it was like, or the remake, it was like vomiting colors at me. Am I in a toy box? What is this? Yeah, they changed it for the worse. A lot of this environments in Halo 1. Halo 2 was good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They apparently learned a lot. But yeah, if done correctly, if you do a remake so that it's faithful to the original, but use modern improvements to make it better, like Crash did, great. If you do a remake, I'm getting confused at the difference.
A remake is rebuilding the game from the ground up. A remaster is scaling the game to modern standards. Right. So,
in that case, remake is Crash.
Yes. A remake would be Crash, Final Fantasy VII, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3.
And soon to be 4. But
yeah.
Yeah. So if you be faithful with the original, but make it modernizing, like Resident Evil 7, Final Fantasy 7.
Hold on, real quick, Rick.
It's
Shadow of the Colossus was a remaster. They just upscaled it. They upscaled it.
Shadow of the Colossus run like ass on the PS2.
Yeah.
But on the PS3 and PS4, it runs like it should. Because the technology is there to be able to handle it. That's another that's a remaster that was done well. Granted, that one was kind of somewhat unnecessary. Only because it came out like a few years prior. Mm-hmm. But because it's in a better hardware, it was a good remaster since it was able to handle the game. Yeah, there's good remasters and bad. Good remasters and remakes and bad remasters and remakes. Bad remaster. Halo 2. I mean, Halo 1. A good remaster. Shadow of the Colossus. I think overall is a good thing. And I don't mind it coming out. The one thing I do mind is it's the game that they choose to do so with.
I was going to mention something about that too. Did you think Mass Effect needed a remaster?
Mass Effect 1, yes. 2, maybe not.
Last of Us?
3, definitely not. Last of Us does not need it.
Resident Evil 4?
That one's going to get an overhaul.
No. They remastered Resident Evil 4 like 5 times.
No, those are all ports.
Yeah,
all of those reports.
Yeah, but you still got to upscale it to the platform.
Not even. They just ported it. It was a straight port. They didn't change anything from the PS2 to the Wii. They just added WAGA controls.
All right. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Stand corrected then. You got it. But still. Nobby.
Ports is a different story altogether. Ports and re-releases, those are completely different. Like, Skyrim don't need 18,000 fucking releases. Like, I don't need to play Skyrim in my fridge. It's out everywhere. Stop it.
I remember they used to, like, remaster everything at the start of this generation. Like, everything was getting a remaster or a port. And it was just crazy. Leave that where it's at, yo. Like, stop.
Like, this game came out last generation. You got to do all this?
Pretty much. It's just
like
it's just
crazy. The Last of Us did not need it. Granted, it plays better on the PS4, but it didn't need it. It's fine.
Skyrim won the Tesla next.
I believe it.
Oh, shit. Yo, if that... Oh, that would be hilarious.
I'm pretty sure someone already did it. But, I see it as a good thing overall. Remaster and remakes. And that kind of thing is a case-by-case basis.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's a waste of resources. Just looking at it from, like, a game development standpoint, as resources that you could use for like a feature or a system that you could implement into another game. And you're taking those resources from said game so that you can have them work on a remaster or anything like that. And it's not like you need to make that remaster or remake for you to make money for your company. Like game development companies usually take out like contract work for them to do other things to earn money for their company while they're in development phases. So taking away, because I'm looking at it in a totality standpoint, because that's a given in every game, not every game development company, but let's say in a game development company that, like, let's say, for example, with Grim Fandango, the HD remaster, Double Fine didn't do it themselves. They contracted somebody else for that. I don't mind that, because that left Double Fine to be able to work on games like Broken Age. And that also assisted them with getting the funding for games like Broken Age to be made and other things like that. So when it comes to those scenarios, I'm fine with it. Although I think you could still do without it. You should be focused on, you know, your thing, but you're not using those resources. You're just using some of that funding from elsewhere to contract this company to work on that. But my whole thing is, and I'm probably talking in circles, is just make a new game, a new IP, or iterate on your already existing IP. Because if you keep making motherfucking remasters, if you make a remake, fuck it. You got it. Like, you decided to completely remake a game for the current gen. I say my stance on that probably changed after playing Final Fantasy VII Remake for a little bit. You got it. If you're willing to go that extra mile to do that, you got it. But if you just porting some shit, or you just, like, increasing the resolution of it or something like that, nah, B. Fuck out of here. Leave that where that was. We don't need that. That's just my opinion. From a producer standpoint, though, it's a safe bet. Yeah, from a producer standpoint, it's a safe bet. But a lot of companies, or at least in most of the people who do it, they don't need to.
No,
they do it because money.
I want all the money, not just some of the money.
They do it because of money. The only case I could think of where it wasn't that was Double Fine. Double Fine literally needed the money so that they could finish Broken Age.
To counter your point, though, regarding pulling resources away, granted, this is, they don't give a fuck, usually. Yeah. Nintendo, we know they're making a remake for, a remake for Platinum, Diamond and Pearl. And we also know they're making that new Pokemon Breath of the Wild game.
Is that Nintendo or for Pokemon? Is that Nintendo or is that Game Freak? Because Game Freak been doing this shit for years.
Yeah, Nintendo owns Game Freak.
Yeah, they own Game Freak, but how much say do they have in what Game Freak does? Because from what we understand about The Legend of Zelda and Mario and all that shit, Nintendo don't really have much input except make a good game. That's it.
No, they have a great deal of input.
Okay.
Like, I followed Metroid Prime. At least with that, that's a poor example. Rare was making a Dinosaur Island game,
mm-hmm.
and Shigeru Miyamoto was like, yo, you can make this in a Star Fox game. I don't want to. Yeah.
I remember that. Never mind, you right? I remember that shit. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. All right. Okay, I see your point.
Yeah.
But that was one case, though.
one obvious case. I mean, one more notable case.
You said those Pokemon remasters going hit. Those ain't even remasters anymore. They're full-blown remakes. They remade Ruby and Sapphire where Omega Ruby and Omega Sapphire.
I still need to go through that shit.
They remade Heart Gold and Soul Silver. They remade that. Like, when Game Freak does it, they're complete remakes. Granted, I'm a My Pokemon, well, back then I was a Pokemon fanboy. I don't really know how I feel now. Because I've been playing Pokemon since I was like 8 years old. Back then, I was like a Pokemon fanboy, so I didn't really care too much. And I didn't really pay, I think at that point in time, I didn't really pay too much attention to it. I just knew that, all right, I was getting a new game. I'm going to have some fun with this joint. Well, I don't know. As I got older, I started to look and observe and analyze these things a little bit more. And then when we went, because I met Ricky in college, if a lot of you didn't know, we both had we both were there for the same thing, game and simulation programming. The more I started to learn about the game industry and how the game industry functions and how it works, pretty much the heartbeat of it, the more I started to realize, these motherfuckers are slimy. So yeah. Sword and Shield is good as hell, in my opinion. It's good. It's a real good Pokemon game.
Not one I need to go through.
Does it have high replay value? I don't think so. But it's a good Pokemon game.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do with the Pokemon game, right? Like, are you trying to be competitive with it, or are you trying to do collect all the shinies?
I've never personally been one that has, like, been into shinies or been into the competitive of Pokemon. Like, we did one when I was, like, back in the day when I was, like, in my own neighborhood and all that, right? We was kind of, like, into the whole, like, world battle, but we was more so into, like, the trainer aspect of it, like collecting them all. That's what we was more so into. So like collecting them all, starting it over and doing it again. That was the replayability to me, was how would I be willing to do this shit all over again? That's what it was for me. And if when it came to Pokemon games, I always felt like, yo, I want to do this shit again. This was a fucking journey. And then I just restarted and go about it again. You said shiny hunters a different breed. Yes, the fuck they are.
Yeah, they built different.
You gotta have patience for that.
My boy Nano is trying to get a shiny Charmander as a starter.
You gotta have patience. I can't even imagine how many times he had to reload that game. You gotta have
patience. He's counting it. He's literally counting it. Last I saw was at least 1,200.
You gotta have patience. I ain't got it. I remember one time when I was playing Pokemon Go, I was sitting like under a street lamp, and like my homie was my childhood homie was like sitting right beside me, and we was like outside. It was a Friday night in summer, no school tomorrow, and we was just sitting out there chilling, lawn chairs, playing Pokemon. He was playing Silver, I was playing Gold. And like I was just running around the area where the Delibird spawn, I think. Yeah, I think I was running around the area where the Delibird spawn. And one of them popped up, and that bit was a shiny, and it shocked me. I killed it.
Oh. He said what?
I killed it. I didn't know what the fucking shiny was. I was just like, XP.
Oh no.
I was a kid too at the time, so like, to be completely honest with you, I didn't know about like all the functions and like mechanics of Pokemon. I didn't really know what a shiny was until probably like Ruby and Sapphire. I didn't really know what a shiny was until like you could clearly see if something was shiny or not. Yo, I saying that shit. I was like, what the fuck is this glint that just happened, yo? Man, die. We down in on Delibird meet tonight, bitch, you fucking penguin. That was it, yo. Oh, man. Shit was crazy, yo. I didn't realize it until, like, I think it was Ruby at Sapphire, and they were showing me, like, the shiny Pokemons that they was catching at the Jake. I was like, the fuck is that? Why is it glowing like that? They say it's a shiny. I said, did they always have shinies in the game? It was like, yeah, shiny's always been in the game. I was like, I seen a Pokemon that did something similar to that. Like, it had, like, a start animation similar to that in Gold and Silver. But that's what really shiny Pokemon look like? Yeah. I'm like, damn, I killed the shiny.
What's a teleport? Teleports are garbage, so that's neither here nor there.
But it was still a shiny. It was like the only one I ever seen in a Pokemon game. I've never seen a shiny.
No, you've seen one. You've seen one. Gyarados. Gyarados is guaranteed to be shiny.
Oh, the lake!
Yeah.
He was shiny?
Yeah, red Gyarados is shiny.
Oh, I didn't know.
Now you know, you fucking liar.
I killed him.
Why? Why? It's a fucking Gyarados. This is badass. This is XP. A fucking dragon.
XP.
Cool. Oh my god.
XP. I was an XP fiend back then. XP. You said turn that boy into lemon pepper wings, pretty much. Nah, XP. XP, yo. I ain't catching no fucking red Gyarados. Fuck you and your red skills. I ain't give a fuck about no red Gyarados.
It shined.
Alright, wow. Okay. Fuck out of here. I can't even remember the damn Gyarados sound. Some shit like that. If your name, you said Red Gyarados was lit. Probably was. I never caught his ass. I think by that time, I always had my team. Because that Gyarados that was in the lake, that game was like fifth or sixth badge, right?
Something like that, yeah. It was level 32, so it was like on par with your Mons. Yeah.
Yeah. I always killed his ass. Because I already had a team at that point. And I think you had to go out into the water and all that, so I already had my surfer. I ain't need him.
My God.
What? Red Gyarados. Hey.
Wow.
Hey. So long. My dude shouldn't have looked so like he could easily fit on a goddamn going kebab. That's his fault.
Blame him and his designer. So blown at this whole situation. Well, why are you going to kill the fucking Red Gyarados?
Because fuck him. That's like, why.
It was so cool.
Oh, man. I love Pokemon. I miss Pokemon. I might play Pokemon. All right, though. We went on like mad tangents. I ain't even gonna hold. We ain't stick to script not once, but that's good though.
You gotta go with tangents. What's the point if you don't?
It's a lot better than like the first time we tried to do this shit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We tried to stick to script. The first
one was a lot too rigid. Yeah. It was way too rigid.
Yeah, we weren't being ourselves, so this is way better. This is way better. We gotta keep this energy up. But all right, this is pretty much going to be the end of the show. You guys can find the VOD if you would ever need or want, not even, I can't say need, if you would ever want to view the VOD, it will be on the Coffee with Monwar YouTube page. You can find my homie Ricky. Tell them where they can find you at.
You can find me on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. All with the same ending there, Puzzling Gamer. I stream practically every day, 4:30 a.m. East Coast. Figure that out yourself. And 4:30 p.m. East Coast. So, yay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. All
right. Y'all can find me here on YouTube. Of course, here on YouTube at XXMiliosXX. You could also find me over on Twitter at the same title and tag. You can also find me on YouTube. I got too many YouTube pages at this point. Like, you'll see everything.
Milios and you'll find them.
You'll see everything linked down below. But yeah, for the most part, we're going to try to keep this going as, I guess, as long as we can. I'm enjoying this. And so, I'm pretty sure, Ricky, you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I'm a little hungry, but, you know, I'm good.
Nobody kicked that ass. But, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah. We are going to try to keep this going on for as long as we can.
I need a new fucking logo.
You do need a new logo. We're going to have to shell out some coins like I did. But, we're going to keep like going on like this. Podcast might get shorter depending on what topics we come forward with, but yeah.
That, how many tangents we take?
Yeah, that too. But that's all going to be determined by, like, I guess the day, how we feeling that day. I ain't going to hold you. But, yeah, again, once again, thank you all for stopping by. I appreciate it greatly. You all take care of yourselves. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water.
Bye.
Make sure you wash your goddamn hands. And we'll see you all next time. Till then, deuces.